there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little hoard house in Azeroth, or a show we call Hoard House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. Especially tonight on what is a bit of a slow news week while everyone on Blizzard is going on vacation. But anyway, we're here to talk about what's going on in Azeroth with myself, Rob Roberts, and my co-hosts. First off, say hello, howdy to the one and only Extifer.
Aloha.
How are you doing, Extifer?
Fine. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking. I'm tripping over my words.
Hey,
but
you know what? I'm really proud of you. You said I'm well. And that's the correct way to say it.
Really? You don't like it when people say I'm good?
Yeah, you don't say I'm good.
What about I'm aight?
You can say I'm aight.
Okay, just curious.
I take that over good, actually.
All right. Also say hello to Shane.
Hello.
How you doing, Shane?
Good.
Says with such force.
Oh, hey, Grandpa.
He said that as an example of how not to say it, right?
Exactly.
Thank you.
And I heard Grandpa in there, too. How you doing, Grandpa?
That bitch.
Yes, that bitch, Grandpa, is on the show tonight. And how have you been?
Good. I got to hang out with Robbykins for a day, and it was splendid.
I was about to say I had a very Horde House-filled weekend. I spent Saturday night at Grandpa's. Oh god, mm-hmm. that sounds really bad.
Yeah, and then I was your sloppy seconds.
Alan, my other half, is originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, San Francisco itself, and so he has a lot of friends still there. And one of them was having a holiday party, like 100 people. I kid you not, crammed into a tiny San Francisco apartment. And clothes on, nothing dirty. Okay, get your minds in the gutter. But you know, just a good holiday party and booze and all that stuff and chatter. But yeah, very 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 loud, very noisy. But Grandpa was kind enough to let us crash at his place afterwards. That way, we didn't have to drive home after we'd been drinking, which is not a good thing to do. So,
yeah, nice. 5 out of 5 Mothers Against Drunk Driving agree that driving drunk is bad.
Yes, it's very bad. But
well, it was a great house party, but that place was tiny. It was actually smaller than my place. And I have no huge mansion on the hill here, but my place is a decent size. That place was hella tiny.
And you are on the hill. You do have a nice view of the city from where you're at.
Yeah, I know I do. What they had on me was a bigger kitchen and a little bit bigger living area to hold the bodies. But one thing that Rob didn't mention was it was a great party, good networking. I actually ran into various other friends of mine through mutual friends. And really, even though the gay community in Castro is one would think it's pretty large, it's actually pretty small, but there were tubs and tubs of alcohol, pre-made punch, mm-hmm. in this pantry storage room secret area that Rob and I and Alan were guarding with our life. And about every other 30 minutes, the host or hostess, depending upon which way you swing, was going back there to grab more and more liquor every single time. So it was a great party, and the alcohol just kept flowing, so...
I know awesome people, what can I say? Or I know people that know awesome people, what can I say?
So thanks for the invitation, Robbykins.
Anytime, Pookie. So we did that party, and then I stayed at Grandpa's. But and I got to see the setup at his house, because I remember commenting like, oh, you do the podcast with that mic? No wonder I can hear Sam in the kitchen some nights. Like, and that's a ways away. You have like an Uber boom mic in your little computer area. It's not really a room, but like a hallway.
We like to call it a
niche. It's San Francisco.
Niche.
It's tiny. So.
Well, and because you bitch like a little schoolgirl, I actually brought my headset home from work, so I'm on my headset tonight.
I was going to say, you sound better tonight. No, I wasn't really complaining. I was just giving you a hard time, but you do sound better. I bet the listeners appreciate it.
I hope they do, too.
They want their grandpa in high clarity. Well, anyway, on the way home from Grandpa's, I swung by Oakland, or the Oakland border or whatever, where the border of Oakland and Berkeley, where Extifer lives, and I got to see his setup, too.
You did.
I did.
And you also got Zombie U.
I did. I got Zombie U, which I think I
have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh, why? Because it's something I said on OLR?
No, because you didn't say anything about Zombie U on OLR from what I heard.
I did.
Did you say it at the very beginning?
I think I did. We always do our gaming. By the way, thanks for plugging my other show, Orange Lounge Radio, about
gaming. I know.
Gaming.
It's like the one time I actually got home. I was talking to my boyfriend. We went out to eat, and I was like, oh, we got to get home. I have to listen to OLR. Like, I made a point to actually go home, and I logged into the chat room, and I listened to the entire show.
So here's the thing. Look, we're being a little off topic tonight, because let's be real. The news in Warcraft is very slow. We will get to it. But there is a formula behind Orange Lounge Radio. We used to start every week, and we've been doing the show 11 years, mind you. And we used to start the show with, how was your day, how was your week, which morphed into, how was your gaming week? Well, now that everybody has a podcast, like, every podcast out there starts with, how was your gaming week? And we started to get emails like, oh, why? Every show out there starts with the gaming week. So we changed it around so we do a kickoff topic, and then we do our gaming week. So it's always, like, at the top of the show. So I did talk about Zombie U briefly, but in all reality, I'd only spent about an hour with it, so I didn't have a whole lot to say except it's basically Demon Souls with zombies, but they implement the Wii U stuff very well. Like, it's done almost better than the Nintendo launch titles, showing off, meaning the first party launch titles, showing off what all you can do with the Wii Pad and the Wii TV. But,
oh yeah, I think it's the best example showing off all of it. All the Nintendo stuff is just kind of like, oh, okay, that's cool, you know, whatever. But Zombie U actually integrates it in a way that, like, it makes you feel immersed in the game.
Probably the most negative thing I said about it, Extifer, was that I do feel like I've played it a little bit before, Demon Souls. But, I mean, a lot of games in this day and age kind of copy each other. Hey, look at Warcraft and all the MMOs that we see that are heavily inspired by World of Warcraft. So that's not even really a negative. And
I have never played Demon's Souls. I just know it's really hard.
The way they do it is, and so is Zombie U. Like, honestly, I haven't been able to get very far, and I'm even on, like, the basic difficulty because I'm such a wuss, and, like, a zombie will jump out of nowhere and I'll start crying, and, yeah.
Well, isn't the game's called Demon's Souls?
The PlayStation 3 game I was comparing it to was called Demon's Souls.
Oh, because why would you call it Demon's Souls? Why don't you just call it Redheads?
No, stop it. No, Demon's Souls is like a sword and sorcery game, and it's known for notoriously being very, very difficult. But there's a lot of online features, like you can leave notes behind, like, that warn people that something's coming up, and you can go into other people's worlds and kill their characters. Well, a lot of that is definitely present, like, very inspired in Zombie U, but I'm not calling it a ripoff. It's just, you know, it's like Warcraft and Rift. Okay, Rift is a very different game, right? But you see a lot of the Warcraft elements in it, right? It borrowed heavily. Yeah,
so, yeah,
that's that. So yeah, I got to see Extrovert, and I saw your podcasting setup and your mic that's also gigantic, but you don't seem to have as bad of a background noise problem, except for the fact that I'll hear Matt once in a while. But that's, you know.
Yeah, I also have a hotkey that mutes. Oh. So I press it whenever I am not speaking, I'll press it.
A little behind the scenes look. So yeah, I had a very Horde House weekend. I hung out with Christopher. I hung out with Matt. I did not hang out with Shane, though. But
a loser.
I will say this, though. Grandpa also has at his place a very adorable corgi. And I know you're a new corgi owner. So lots of corgi owners at Horde House.
Our corgi is a little bit on the stout side. I'm sure yours is still adorable and tiny puppy size.
I think.
Yeah, I think he's actually pretty much where he's going to get to, like, size wise.
Mm.
What was your corgi's name again? He wanted to say Alejandro, but that's a Lady Gaga song. What's
Angelo?
Angelo, close. I was close.
Alejandro.
Angelo's adorable though, even though he's kind of fat for a corgi. But it's all right.
I'll tell Sam you say that.
All right, it's adorable, adorably, festively plump. All right. There's
Are you going to cook him?
There's people out there saying, I thought I downloaded a Warcraft show. We're 8.5 minutes in. Well, look, it's a little slow around the Warcraft parts right now because most of the Blizzard employees are starting their vacation. I don't know about you guys and your day jobs and the things you do, but, like, for me, tomorrow is the last day I have work, and then I don't go back till January 2nd because that's how dead the holidays are and how we all kind of take time off. And I imagine a lot of you guys are doing similar things, so... Blizzard, they've got lives too, so things are a little slower. But there was some news, so we're going to do like half a news roundtable tonight, right, Grandpa?
Sure. Somehow I got assigned the topic WoW Potpourri, and if you remember what Potpourri is from the 90s, you are old as us or older. If you don't know what Potpourri is, then you probably are not legal enough to drink.
Watch more Celebrity Jeopardy.
Watch Celebrity... Sorry. I had the whole Sean Connery... sorry. That's my favorite series of the SNL Jeopardy. Okay, back to news potpourri. A couple little.
I'll take penis mightier for $200, Alex.
Ain't no bum cover. Sorry. I think we need to have a YouTube interlude for that as after I finish my segment. But anyway, here's a couple little mini topics that popped up in the news that some that are kind of some that actually might be discussion worthy. I'm going to hit them pretty quick here. There's some heroic boss mode changes confirmed by Bluepost, of course. The Heart of Fear and the Terrace of Endless Spring have had a slight change. The Grand Empress Shezir has had some damage reductions to three different abilities, and the Protectors of the Endless, the touch of shot no longer increases for each protector that's defended on heroic mode version of this encounter. So just a little bit of nerfing, the damage dealt by the touch of shot, I should say. So there's a little bit of nerfing that's happening, making these heroics a little bit easier. So
for the 1% of people doing them.
Exactly. So
yep, don't care, move on.
Yeah, so next up, Reputation and Lesser Charms in 5.2. This is what I wanted to take a moment to discuss, and then the last topic here. Again, approved by posted by a blue in response to forum comments. Comments basically saying, quote, the title says it all, I really don't want to do dailies every day. And we obviously have bitched and moaned and hashed this topic out, and we've been thinking of other ways to get around dailies or reinvigorate the desire, the need to do dailies. So basically this blue poster, Drastol, says the developers are planning to incorporate bonus reputation that can be earned via scenarios and dungeons. Not so much, you know, the way via a tabard, but it does sound like a way they're trying to incorporate rep and rep into scenario, bonus rep into scenarios and dungeons. So trying to bring intrigue and interest back into those. Then the other half
awesome,
of the discussion.
Because that's kind of what I said they should do 2 weeks ago, except I just said scenarios. I didn't say dungeons. But hey, I'll take them both. No complaints here.
Which means Blizzard's listening to the show, Rob. They're taking our idea.
Absolutely.
With
hi, Zerum.
Yes. Exactly. We are affecting change. Now, the other half of this is the dailies discussion. The original poster went on to say, you know, they don't really want to do dailies for the coins. Can I just get through heroics as well? And a little bit of a pushback from the blue saying, you know, we're not really going to drop them in heroics, but you have a chance to win them through pet battles. And this actually, in my 1 hour break today at work, had me really thinking and reading that you can have a chance to win this through pet battles. And if you're below level 90 right now, if your actual main player is below level 90, you'll get experience equal to defeating a yellow creature. So would that encourage someone to maybe queue up for heroic or looking for raid and then do a couple pet battles with the hope to get an extra coin or two whilst doing a pet battle?
That's crazy.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
And I wonder
in a good way.
Yeah. I wonder if the allure of pet battles jumped 1,000% during the first week or two of launch and then crashed like a, you know, ball of fire off a volcano. So I don't know why the interest of getting pet battles back into the foray here, but what do you guys think? Would you do a couple extra pet battles while waiting for a heroic to pop? Or
well, I want to hear on both halves of this issue from the biggest cynic on the panel right now, Shane, because you're the one that's burned out on WoW more than the rest of us probably, but like, how do you feel? I mean, you don't like dailies. You've made that known on the show. Sounds like they could be listening and putting reputation and other things back in. What do you think? Is this maybe going to help renew your interest or what?
I wouldn't say it would help renew my interest, but it'll make me interested in getting reputation again. Because until today, I really have not done dailies since like the first week of the expansion. I actually did some today. And they're still just as bad as I remember.
And see, when I hear Shane say that, not to really be a snarky diva self, but knowing what I've gone through just in the past several weeks of me doing dailies, and I'm only at Exalted with two of the factions, I hear him say that, and I just cringe because I honestly think, oh, he's so behind.
I am so behind.
Well, it's true. I'm not trying to be a bitch about it, but I mean, I cringe. And then on top of that, all of your extra alts, if you ever decide to level them up, are going to have a similar issue. So.
No, I recently I got on one of my characters that was revered, the one faction I have revered, and that's my highest reputation, is Order of the Cloud Serpent. So I bought that little thing that, you know, gets you double the reputation gains, and it still kind of sucks.
You know what?
I did a couple of those quests too.
I stopped worrying about it. Like, you know, there came a point, I finally got Exalted with August Celestials. I haven't done Shadow Pan or some of the others, and I'm just, I don't care anymore. Like, I am geared enough to raid with my group, and I'm doing fine on the healing, you know, what have you. And I'm able to get the item upgrades and so forth. I can do the occasional LFR. I can do the Valor that way. I don't feel this need to grind the dailies just to get this stuff anymore. Like, I'm kind of over it. Like,
well,
I'm
right now for me, it's to get coins for raiding.
Okay, well then how about the second half of that? How do you feel about now they're going to tie that to pet battles of all things?
That could be good because pet battles go fairly quick. And true. So if I can kind of grind pet battles for that, that's fantastic.
I would
be clear in the post, just there's a basically if you win there, you'll have a chance of receiving charms based upon your pet level. So it's not even a guarantee.
I wonder what level it has to be.
I wouldn't expect that drop rate to be more than 5% either.
Really? Then screw pet battles.
Well, I don't know. I'm making it up, but they're not going to make it like that every single battle drops one. There's going to be a trade-off.
If like every three battles drops, you know, two, that'd be fantastic.
Dream on, Shane.
Yeah.
No, but the lesser ones, not the ones that get you the actual rewards.
Right. Oh, derp, the lesser ones. Oh, I'm thinking the actual coins themselves.
Oh, yeah, the lesser ones.
Okay,
lesser ones.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. That's,
you know, if a pet battle is 1 minute and you do 60 of them in an hour, if 10 to 15 dropped, I think I'd be okay with that.
Let me, I want to give Extrafer a chance to chime in, because Extrafer, you're kind of on the other side of this where you're like, I like dailies. I don't know what the rest of you all complain about all the time. So how do you feel about this news? Do you feel like it's kind of like stepping on your turf? Are you okay with it or what?
I don't care. I'll still do dailies. I understand why people don't like dailies, but I like dailies and I'll do dailies and do the other stuff. The only one I have to admit that I haven't been doing the dailies lately, like on the new faction. Even though I see Matt do them all the time, like, and I see that they have done kind of smarter things with the new faction, where you actually get to do not just the dailies, but you do like a new portion of kind of like an epic quest line every so often. Like a new quest will pop up, you know, every so often you'll be able to do another portion of the epic quest line. So that's actually pretty cool, but I haven't actually done it myself, and I can't really find the reason why. I just haven't done them. You know what? I blame Assassin's Creed 3 and Zombie, really.
Well, let me propose an idea why dailies might be so daunting. Is it because they lifted the cap on them? Because when they were capped at 15 or 20, 25, whatever it was, once you did them, then you had to go find something else to do. Now that they're unlimited, people feel obligated to do them all because...
It's the feeling of obligation plus the overcrowding of the areas. Even still, me being so behind, I went and did freaking stupid, dumb Golden Lotus today, and there were still thousands of people. There were people even still farther behind than I am, because I'm at least to the third stage of the Golden Lotus, where I go to three different areas. I saw people still stuck in the second stage when they're over by the water. I was like, oh, I feel worse for them.
You know those move every day. The second stage isn't always by the water. Sometimes it's
I've
over
never
the farm.
Seen it.
I know.
I've seen different sets of quests over by the water.
But admittedly, you're not doing the dailies very often.
That's true. But when I was doing them, I always saw it by the water. It just changed the quests that you do over by that water. No, just how you start. You always start over in.
I thought maybe you know what? Maybe I am wrong. Maybe it's the third set of quests that can move.
Yeah, I think I've been doing dailies more recently than you.
Whatever. Regardless, I actually mostly agree with you on that. That it's the overcrowding is really irritating.
You know, if everything was free to tag, like some of the enemies that you kill, where multiple people can join you, whether it be your faction or not, that would make it a lot better.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely
so
agree.
Why not party up with people to get it done? That's what Extrafer said his secret was.
But nobody wants to party with you.
I have no one to party with, Rob.
Nobody
it's
wants
not
to,
a social game, Rob.
Nobody
Come
wants
on.
To party with you.
With you.
No, I am fucking fun and amazing. And there's tonight's show episode title.
Except it would be a lie.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note, let me do the last bit of potpourri. This is the jasmine smelling piece of the potpourri. Justice points in 5.2 are going to get a little bit of a subtle tweak here, and I swear they did this before many, many patches ago. And now they're bringing it back. for 5.2. They're going to make Valor points convert to Justice as long as you're Valor capped. So if you're Valor capped, and this happened to me actually last week. I was near the cap, and I did an LFR, and I only got 40 Valor point because I didn't realize I was capped out. I was dumb, didn't look. So then I lost out on those points. They didn't convert to JP. So in 5.2, whenever that decides to drop, we'll have a chance now to take that overage of Valor points and just convert it to Justice points, which is kind of interesting. I mean, you start stockpiling a little extra JP for those item enhancements you can do. Maybe you replace a green with a blue that you might have, you can buy with the JP. So,
well, I was going to say, there's nothing really to buy with Justice points, except my thought is that, okay, if we're talking 5.2 for all these rumored changes coming down, you know, quality of life things, I'm assuming that in 5.2 is going to come a new raid with new item levels, so this means all the existing Valor gear becomes the new Justice gear, and the new Valor gear is a step up to match the new raid, and now we'll be in a really good place because people can get really decently geared through Justice points again. That's my assumption.
But perhaps, wouldn't you have to completely redo reputation then? Because, like, if you get exalted with, say, the Klaxi or whatever, and they have something that you were going to get with Valor before, and now it drops down to Justice, what takes its spot? Do they just add new rewards?
Here's my guess, is that, like, right now, I don't remember what is gated behind what factions, so just play along with me, but let's say capes and rings are gated behind Golden Lotus faction right now. Then what's going to happen is that I would think the ones that are available today will require no reputation, so you can just get a 458 for no rep grinding at all, and then the ring and the cape that will move down from the new Valor tier. I've gone cross-eyed. Where am I thinking? No, I guess maybe it will still be gated. I don't know. No, the new Valor gear will be gated, and the Justice Point gear will be open. I have to draw a map to make this make sense.
Oh, so if you're exalted with somebody now, you don't have to grind any more rep just to automatically, because you're already automatically.
You're already exalted, so you would be able to get the brand new shiny Valor thing.
So you don't have to work at getting it.
But you'd have to grind the Valor points for it. Which not everybody's going to have a stock of 4,000 sitting there because people can buy these upgrades and things now. So I think there's going to be a lot of choices to make. I don't know. And again, we're theorizing literally based off of one sentence of Blue Post.
Hell yeah, that's how we get good ratings.
That's what.
Well, also, my thought when I first read this was that it's another means to absorb the Justice points into the item sync, item upgrade point sync. Was kind of my initial take on that, but your points and thoughts are interesting as well, based off, again, one sentence. It actually is literally one sentence with a bunch of commas. Yeah.
But this is what we do in fandom community. We dissect every little bit of information.
Especially when there's nothing going on.
Especially so. So that concludes WoW Potpourri. I hope you enjoyed the sense.
All right, well, there's one other thing to throw in there. It's not really potpourri because it doesn't affect literally the game itself, but it is something that does affect the world of Warcraft, especially if you happen to be one of our overseas listeners in Europe, which I know there's a few of you, so cheerio. And if you
want to... They all say cheerio in Europe, right? Is what Rob just said.
Too right, cheerio.
If you want an authenticator, like a physical authenticator, one of the actual tangible ones that you touch with the button, you will not be able to get one after December 17th, which is what, today? Tomorrow? Yesterday.
December 17th was yesterday.
So that means they're gone, so you can't get them anymore.
This news is so timely, brought to you by the Americans.
Well, it's still good to know is that you can't get these physical ones anymore. But that doesn't mean ever, 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 because
you know why Rob got that wrong? It's because we're American. We don't care about other people.
Oh, sad but true. Well, I'm actually getting I got an IM here from Syl, who representing the UK, and she says bollocks.
And cheerio, because they all
and cheerio. Oh, Syl, no, don't type that about. Oh, you think my voice is sexy? Oh, you're so sweet.
All right, look.
Oh.
The reason why they're down, they're only gone temporarily because they are doing a revamp of the online store, which is taking place during 2013. That's an awfully broad time frame, but I'm imagining that means in the first couple months of 2013. If you really want one, you can order one through the U.S. Blizzard store, Or you can do what the majority
because,
of people...
you know, we're superior and have authenticators.
Well, I bet you the tables are going to be flipped in 2013. It's going to be us that can't get them. But anyway, do what 95% of people are doing and just use the damn mobile phone application or iPad one or whatever. You know, use that one. That's what they're saying to do. That's free anyway.
Yeah, Rob, do you still have your FOB?
I don't. I broke the damn thing. That was a present from Flacco Jones a long time ago, and I broke the damn thing. You know what happened? The keychain part of it snapped off. So literally, it was just the FOB part of it. And I, at that point, you know, I had the iPhone, and I was just like, you know what? It's time to say goodnight to the physical authenticator and just use the phone one, because I knew I'd lose that fucking thing, and sure enough, I lost it.
Uh-oh. No, Flacco's pissed right now.
No, I know it's somewhere. I think it's in a drawer somewhere. With my dignity. So, yeah, they're going to remodel the online store in Europe. You can still get the virtual goods, though. You just won't be able to get any of the tangible goods, which include the authenticators. So, there you go.
Can you not get the plush toys anymore, then?
Not right now, I believe.
What is up with Europe?
I don't know.
They're driving left side of the road, have a living currency. What the hell?
They're dismantling everything. All right. So when the news in the World of Warcraft is a little bit slow, we travel around to some of the other games you guys might be flirting with.
Like Mass Effect.
Not tonight. Other MMO news. And we sometimes relate it to, well, should they do this in WoW? Could they do this in WoW? Are they doing this in WoW? Extiver.
Well, so against... a lot of the fans of this next I'm just gonna say it, Star Wars against some of the what these fans actually think about this game. They're actually going to be releasing a expansion to Star Wars: The Old Republic next spring. Apparently,
wait, they don't want an expansion?
No, they just didn't think that it would happen.
Oh,
okay. A lot of fans just I worded that like all kinds of wrong, but a lot of fans, from what I understand, I mean, I read a lot of Massively, so I see what people talk about, and usually it's a lot of people that hate on every other game and they like to just, you know, write about it in the comments. And I'm sure if you read this article, I got it from massively.com, where they announced the Star Wars: The Old Republic Rise of the Hutt Cartel expansion, which is set for spring 2013. You probably can notice a lot of hating in the comments, but it doesn't take away from the fact that the expansion is a go, and it's going to also include a bump to level 55 and, quote, a new story content with fully voice cinematics and new gear, skill points, and abilities.
How about a better UI without having to pay for it? That's all.
How about
I really
a better
want.
Game? Let's just quit Star Wars. Let's stop.
See,
its production.
You guys are sounding like a lot of those people in the comments.
I'm not hating on Star Wars like Shane is. In fact, it makes no sense to me because, like,
I'm hating on for a different reason.
There's a lot of Mass Effect influence in Star Wars.
Well, the thing is, it's like they tried it. They didn't do so well. Let's stop it and go do something else, like a Mass Effect MMO.
The interesting part about this, though, is that they're touting it as an expansion, but the content will be available as a digital download. So it's not going to be a boxed retail expansion, but it'll be for $19.99 for free-to-play players, and then for $9.99 if you're a subscriber, which says to me that it's not so much kind of a fully featured expansion like we're used to getting with WoW or other games like Rift. This game, you know, it kind of says to me that they're kind of going halvesies on a lot of the things that we consider, like, you know, big deals for an expansion. For instance, they're only bumping up the level cap by 5 levels, although I know that happens in WoW these days. We have to remember the first 2 expansions bumped up the level cap 10 levels. I'm sure that a lot of work will go into the fully voice cinematics and all the rest of the stuff.
And that's the part that gets me, is that, you know, if I were to only believe what I'd read on the internet, I think this game would be the biggest fucking bomb that ever happened. And so it's interesting to me that they're dropping more money on it. Now, I think the reality is it might not be as colossal of a failure as many people are making it out to be, but certainly the expectation bar wasn't met. I think we can all agree on that. So it's interesting to me that, you know, part of the expense and what made that game so expensive was the voice acting and the animation and all the production values of the game. So it's weird to me that they're really taking a huge risk to do more of that. And I'm wondering if the story isn't going to be kind of light because of it.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do agree that the game isn't as much of a colossal failure as people think it is. I mean, given the fact that it just went free to play.
It's a very bad free to play, though.
Yeah, it's a very bad free to play. But perhaps they have made a difference with the people high up and it greenlit this expansion.
Technically, Warcraft is free to play, but it also has a shitty free to play. That's why nobody really
not as bad as Star Wars. That's free to play.
That's why the same as Rift.
That's
Rift
why nobody
has a free to play as well. But it's just like WoW's.
Yeah, that's why nobody talks about World of Warcraft as a free to play game.
Download Rift's free to play.
It's pretty good, actually, and you get all of the features of the game, except for you just can't level past 20, and you can actually chat with other people.
One fucking game I want to go free to play still will not go. I'm not even talking about World of Warcraft. I understand why Warcraft isn't free to play, but the one fucking game that you think all these years later would be free to play, Final Fantasy XI, is still not free to play.
That would be so much fun.
Probably,
who's paying for that?
Apparently,
did you cancel your subscription?
People, yes.
Enough people pay for that game to warrant yet another expansion. So apparently, there is still a pretty active user base in that game. So, but yeah, it's just interesting to me that they announced this. You know, I guess against all odds, like you wouldn't have really thought that they would. You know, do an expansion for this game, given the amount of flack that it's been getting in the gaming community. But you know, sometimes we're wrong.
Well, I wish him luck. If it gets good reviews, I'll check out Star Wars again. But now that every MMO is free to play, with the exception of a handful, literally a handful. But what, Rift, Eve, Warcraft, Final Fantasy XI are the only ones I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, there's very, very few that still charge and get away with it.
Is EverQuest free to play?
Yes,
yet?
They have a free to play version now. It's on Steam.
Gross.
It's like the top selling, quote unquote, selling free to play game on Steam.
That's disgusting.
Have you played it?
No. Yeah, I tried it once before Final Fantasy XI came out because my boss was like, "This is the best thing ever," and everything was so ugly in it, and I didn't like it because of that.
You're so judgmental. I can't deal with ugly people. I can't. Get it away.
I should probably start thinking about going back to Star Trek Online.
Yeah, it's free.
No, that was terrible, too.
It wasn't
that bad. They've changed
that
a lot, though, Shane. You played it way back in the beta when I did, and like, the space combat's completely different. That was the worst part of it.
Mm. LOTR has a free-to-play, but their free-to-play is different. It's like a la carte, so you can actually buy the whole game and never have to pay anything else. Kind of like buy to play with Guild Wars 2, except for you can buy portions of the game. So it's interesting, and a lot of people like their free to play model.
All right.
Most of these games that have free to play models are so radically different from each other. You know what I mean? So it's interesting to see that each model can be successful in their own right.
To register participation for this week's episode of Horde House at VogNetwork.com, use the passphrase, bank.
Anyways, that's all I have for my portion of the news.
Okay, well, another MMO that is now going to free-to-play. I just ruined the whole story, because that was the big thing about this story, is that Secret World, which is not a good game, so it's going free-to-play. In the sense
what?
That you have to buy the game first.
What do you mean it's not a good game?
It wasn't a good game. It had an interesting premise, and then it was boring.
I kind of disagree. Actually, I really disagree. Because when I heard this, I'm like, boop, sold. I'm going to get it. If they're going Guild Wars style, I want it.
Anyway. So people that you have to purchase the game. That's the main important thing. Like Rob just said, it's kind of like Guild Wars. So you buy the game and then you don't have to pay a subscription fee. You get all the issues, as they call them, 1 through 4. You get all the weapons, the dungeons, and the missions. And you'll still get the patches of free content. But they also have membership models. So if you do a regular membership, you'll get a bonus item for XP, 1,200 bonus points monthly, a special monthly gift, and a 10% discount in the in-game store. And then whatever a Grandmaster is, it sounds like a KKK thing, you'll get all that plus another 10% off the store purchases. So hooray for them.
The thing that was always a little bit wonky about Secret World was that they were charging the monthly fee and they had the in-game store. I remember that from the weekend.
The thing that was wonky about Secret World is that people said the writing was so good, except it was really terrible. And it was poorly acted.
But they were always double-dipping their customers, and it didn't pay off for them. So I can't sit here and say, oh, I'm so sad to hear this, because I'm kind of not. So, I mean, at least Guild Wars 2, they may have an in-game store, but they've always kind of been that buy-to-play model, and then with the enhancements, they weren't trying to double-dip people. Which, to be fair, Warcraft kind of does it too, but I haven't bought a mount yet.
Good for you.
I know, I'm awesome.
But yeah, Secret World sucks, so don't listen. I guess this was a natural progression for it.
Don't listen to Shane. Extifer, Grandpa, any opinions on Secret World? Have you guys played it at all? Tried it?
I have not played it, but I've heard really good things about it. And, I don't have an opinion on it, I guess. I've seen gameplay through YouTube on it, and I thought it was okay looking, but it's a horror MMO.
I liked it because it didn't feel like WoW.
Cool.
It was different. That was a big thing for me. Grandpa?
I know nothing of this Secret World. It's a secret to me.
It's a secret to everyone.
No, I stick to just one MMO. But now that all these are going to free-to-play, I'm kind of torn between wanting to try out more, which then takes away from WoW, which is actually, for me, a quarterly expense and bouncing time. And honestly, I just don't know if I have enough time to pick up yet another game exclusively. But I do want to pick up Star Trek. I'm a huge Trekkie. I love Star Trek to death. Nerd. So I'm going to have to revisit that one again. Jamie, Dark Sakura, got me hooked on STO when it was not free-to-play for the first 10 days before it expires. So I'll have to definitely try that up again.
All right. Well, heading back to the World of Warcraft, now that we're done with the news segment, we want to talk about what we've been doing in the World of Warcraft this week, if we've been up to a lot. I don't know. Who wants to go first?
I haven't been doing anything. I did dailies yesterday. That's it, the end.
Really? I thought I've seen you online a little bit.
Oh, that was just to see if you are on, or Shane.
or me, maybe?
It's a chat room.
Or you, but mostly okay. Rob or Shane, because I need to ask them something. Hey, whenever I need to ask you something, I'll find you through GChat, or I have ways to find anybody.
He does have ways. He's pretty scary like that. But I see your boyfriend on all the time, though. He plays still.
Because he's on all the time. He plays all the time, and he's doing all the dailies every day.
Oh my God.
I'm convinced he actually likes dailies now.
No. Hey, he just signed on, too, just so you know.
Yeah, he's yelling no in the background.
For every daily he does, he shouldn't be looking at a listing for a condo to buy.
He should, but we have been, and there's just nothing on the market.
That's
right now.
A personal question, Grandpa. Leave him alone.
I'm just trying to help maintain that progression.
Oh, yeah. If you can find a really nice place for us in Emeryville,
okay,
I'll log on to the MLS and do this right now.
Here's something you guys don't know about Grandpa that I'm going to reveal on the show. Grandpa's now a licensed realtor, and what do realtors want more than anything? Customers.
You make it sound like I'm desperate.
Well, every realtor I've ever met was kind of desperate. Like, I'm just throwing it out there. No offense to the realtors out there, but I understand it's a tough world, especially in this economy right now, but there are a lot of desperate realtors out there.
But you know what? I have to say the one that we work with, and no offense to Matt, but she's really good. and we We really like her, and she's been really thoughtful, and you know, she's not pushy or anything like that. So
plus, I like my realtors to be perky, and Grandpa's not really perky.
Ours is a lesbian.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ew.
I like perky lesbians.
Lesbians aren't perky, except for their tits.
That is not... You guys are stereotypical and wrong.
Well, luckily, I've got a day job. Wrong. Luckily, I got a day job that I hate that keeps me busy versus, you know, desperate for listings and sellings to keep paying my mortgage. But no. I tease extra out of love because I know that they're looking, and I'm glad your lesbo is helping you out there. Appreciate that.
Wasn't there a war
She's going to find you a log cabin.
She's really, fine. Really, really good. Like, she knows the
area. Build it herself with bricks.
She's going to find
How
you
do you
a
build a log cabin with bricks, dummy?
I said or.
I've never seen her wear flannel, nor have I seen her have it. She doesn't have, like, any axe in her car, so she's not, you know, chopping
what
wood.
What about a motorcycle?
Oh, I was like, I wear axe.
She drives a Honda Civic just like
Damn
me.
It. I was hoping she'd drive
a truck.
She's,
like, not your usual lesbian, okay?
She's lipstick lesbian?
Okay, I don't know how we got from World of Warcraft to lesbian stereotypes, but it needs to stop. So can we move
fine.
On?
Okay, fine. I'll try and change the topic back to the week in Azeroth.
Thank you.
Or if you like. So I played my lesbian Dabria for a moment. See how I brought back the lesbians for a moment? Anyway, no. I did dailies as well. I'm nearly exalted with Golden Lotus. I'm working on Shadowpan, things like that. I still have... Drob will judge me because that's what he does best. I still have green shoes, a green trinket, and I think a green belt. So thank you, Aunt Jemima. So I will need to upgrade those before I can even get to the next tier of pancakes. There's some
pancakes
nice stuff.
Too.
Yeah, but I need to upgrade those because I can't get into the next level of LFRs. I'm at 490. 469 or 468 before the 470 threshold. So I can't do the next level of gear because my guild abandoned me and I don't have anyone to run challenge modes with or dailies and things like that. So I'm looking forward to hopefully upgrading a piece or two so I can actually explore more content. So I'm stuck in the daily grind until that happens. I did get exalted with the tillers. I now have the secondhand farm person, although the bitch is not farming for me, so I don't know what she does, if that was just a quest or... She got my hopes and dreams up that she'd be farming my farm for me, but that was kind of sad. I was hoping the woman would do the work for me.
I always forget about tillers. I have yet to do a quest for them, except the ones you do when you're going through that zone the first time.
And I was the one before launch that said, fucking WoWville, Farmville in WoW, that's pathetic, and it never happened. Then here I am. Oh, look, I got 10 motes of harmony. Look,
and
I can make a...
I'm the one that said pet battles were what I wanted to do most of all, and I think my highest level is like 6. So,
it's funny how everyone kind of
shifting priorities.
Yeah,
I like the Farmville. I really do. I know I've said that before. I just wanted to say it again.
It's oddly addicting, and I feel bad if I let an extra day go by before I go. Shit, I didn't farm my damn shit. So anyway, and let's.
You could just look in the toilet for that.
Sitting on the toilet.
Shane, do you want to go next? Toilet? Or do you want me to go next?
You can go next.
My week in Azeroth. I haven't been playing my main an awful lot. Well, we did do the raiding. I guess I'll let Shane talk about the raid because I don't know what else he'll talk about. But
lots of things to talk about. Thank you.
Okay, then I'll talk about the raid. We downed a fifth boss. Yay. It was an Elegon. Yay. It was the first boss in Heart of Fear, which really wasn't that bad at all. And I would encourage other guilds that are, if you're like kind of banging your head against the wall on Elegon right now, like go do the first boss in Heart of Fear. A lot of people say the first two bosses in Heart of Fear, but
screw the tornado
second
guy.
Boss has proven to be a bit of a challenge for us, so I don't know, we might go back to Elegon. I think it's a gear thing at this point, so we'll see. But I raid progression's fine, you know, I'm having a good time raiding. That's what it's really about. The other thing I've been doing is I've been working on my monk tank quite a bit. My monk tank is now in Northrend 68, maybe 69, I can't remember. But I've been having a blast playing monk tank. Like, it's still not getting old, and now I'm kind of like, oh, maybe I will start tanking for the raid if I still like this. I mean, it's not that I dislike healing, but I don't know, monk tanks are kind of rad, so yeah, it's like the only tank class I've really enjoyed, so I might as well stick with it. This way I'll have one of everything. I'll have a tank, a healer, and a DPS. Woohoo!
Congratulations,
Shane. You're left.
Let's see. What did I do this week? I did that raid that you talked about, and it wasn't very fun. And then I started doing dailies for, I don't know what possessed me to do dailies, to be honest. I just started a little bit yesterday, and then I did a lot today. Like, I did all of the ones I could do for Cloud Serpent, all the Klaxi, all the August, or the Golden Lotus. And I did, on one character, I did all the Dominance, whatever it's called, on him. And now, as we speak, I'm doing them on my mage. So, somebody help me, please. I need to stop.
You just secretly like them.
No, I don't. But I kind of want those lesser charms right now, because it sucks going into the raid and not being able to do all these extra rolls that other people are doing, and they're getting gear from them. And only thing that drops for me ever is the same gloves that have dropped like every time we've raided off the first boss. And then I did LFR yesterday. Yes, yesterday. And I had an okay time with that. I went on my paladin, my healer, and he got three things with no coins, which is fantastic. He got a trinket, a ring, and a neck piece. So that was cool. And I had an adult dream about Zerum. And that's my week in World of Warcraft.
Wait, what? What was that last thing you said?
I went to LFR.
That was not the last thing you said.
I heard it's about sucking Zerum's dick. What?
What?
Whoa. This thing nobody got, said that.
This
nobody
went to that. A very naughty place, and you all wonder why we don't really get official people on the show?
Yeah, we can never have
that
Zerum.
That could be part of the
ever.
Reason. Just
you know, that's
it out
true,
there.
But we talked about how to change up the reputation coin drop thing, and look what they're doing. A week later, they're fucking doing it, so we're still performing.
That means Zerum's going to be my boyfriend in a week.
There you go. See? Shit happens.
I just want to distance myself from this show right now and talk about Puck.
Speechless.
I am.
Made him
speechless. Then I've done a good job.
Inappropriate. That's all I'm going to say. Inappropriate.
Whatever. Whatever. There is lots of things that go on this show that are more inappropriate than what I just said. Like, rewind 4 minutes ago. I'm sure you can find something.
How about plugging our best little horde house guild on the Drendon server?
Lesbians.
Horde side with lots of people. Not really active people. We need more people. There are some loyal people that are still checking in there, and so we really appreciate those guys. The guild is still leveling. It's 10 last time I checked, so you get some of the XP bonuses, which is the most important thing. Best little horde house in the guild finder on Drendon, US only. Sorry, because Blizzard doesn't let us do cross ocean servers yet. This show premieres every Wednesday until we get canceled, which will probably be soon. At the Voice of Geeks Network, VOG Network.
Who's going to cancel us?
11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern.
You wouldn't do that.
Right after Girls Gone Wow. Which is a far better show than this one.
It is. I've said that before. I agree.
Bollocks.
Far more serious. Far more serious. They talk about boobies. It's far more serious. All right.
Ugh,
no, we love them at Girls Gone Wow, so we're happy to be on the same network with them every Wednesday for Warcraft Wednesdays. All right. Also, listen to my other show, Orange Lounge Radio, but X4 already plugged out at the beginning of the show. So let's get to the Facebook question of the week.
Hold on. I'm fighting something. Stall for time.
Orange Lounge Radio is a general gaming show, and it's pretty good. It's Sunday nights at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Except for don't listen to last week's is boring.
No, it wasn't.
It was boring. I was sitting there twiddling my thumbs. Like, when are they going to talk about zombie U?
Because we talked about it at the beginning, if that's what you were waiting for.
Yeah, and
you were late.
I didn't know that. So how about that, Rob?
How about you were late?
Okay, you can cue up my music. I'm flying off of the
boat. Why isn't
this
Mega Man music? I thought it was
because it's topical, and you'll see why later. Okay, so for this week's Facebook question of the week, I did an LFR this week for the first time in a long time, and one of our tanks was not the best. He didn't know the mechanics to Elegon and died when the platform fell. This prompted someone to say something along the lines of, "You don't do real raids, do you, fail tank?" I didn't realize that LFR wasn't a real raid. I mean, the R stands for raid, so you can see my confusion. Anyway, do you guys consider running LFR not really rating? And what's your take on it? So we got a lot of responses again. Yay. Posting at the last minute works. Peeker Uno says, I see it as rating light, kind of like playing a video game on easy instead of normal. Personally, don't think there's any stigma attached to that. Sometimes you just want to experience all of the content the game has to offer and not want to be overly challenged. That's fine. That's what LFR is there for. If you want the extra challenge, then you'll need to put in a lot more work for the regular edition of the raid. Not everyone can put that work into it. And hey, everyone was a noob once, right? Jailinx, who has made a point that we don't know how to pronounce his name ever, says LFR is a great
entry level. What was the name? Jailinkus?
It's Jail in X. Duh. Or Z. Is it Jail in Z? LFR is a great entry level tool to both get acclimated to the mechanics of the new content and get rewarded with equally entry level gear. Since some of the more important mechanics of every fight are nerfed, not even there, Amber Traps on Grand Empress Shekzir, for example, I wouldn't call it true raiding. In my case, I use LFR for three purposes. Easy Valor, getting 2 of 4 piece items that I don't have so that I can reap the bonus off the set for progression. I'll gladly take a gear hit for a 2 or 4 piece bonus. Testing out new reforges, gear choices in as close to a real raiding environment as possible. At the end of the day, it's really in the eye of the beholder as to what LFR really is. To the casual player, it's a chance to play in-game content at their leisure and get that sense of accomplishment of beating bosses. For a veteran like myself, it's there for me to use if I need it. Now I'm going to pause for a second because I want to address this. So he says that he wouldn't call it true raiding because some of the important mechanics of the fight are nerfed or not even there. So is the only true raiding heroic raiding? Because some of the mechanics of heroic raiding aren't there in regular raiding, in normal modes.
I didn't think I was supposed to give my opinion yet, but I
think just of what he said. We can talk about what our full opinions are later. I'm just curious. Would you
with all respect to the respondent, I think he worded it bad because I don't think you can say it's not a real raid. I think Picaruno had the answer that's closer to the way I feel.
Anybody else before I go on?
Well, let me, to the respondent's credit, maybe you can't get the full experience of what it is to like really have that difficulty of a raid and be that coordinated and so forth, but let's be real, it's never going to happen in our culture with 25 stranglethorns. So to the respondent's credit, maybe that's what he's kind of trying to really say. Like, he's not trying to shade it as like not a real raid, but that it's not the real difficulty and the coordination and the ventrilo and the everything else that's about a raid.
Okay. Anybody else? I'll go on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Nope.
Wow, I'm not going to go on now, though.
Why?
You need to.
Or said, go on, girl.
You need to, or we'll be here all night.
This is true. And I can wait. It's cool. Robert K. says, if LFR isn't some form of raiding, then by that token, LFD isn't running dungeons. Once again, it's this prevalent elitist attitude running rampant where you're expected to enter an instance and know the ins and outs of a cat's butt. I don't know the ins and outs of a cat's butt. So that's weird. Maybe we need another time travel quest where we meet our level one selves to remind the offenders that we were all beginners once. Jimmy says, I don't raid, but I will run LFR once for the story, and that's it. I think it should just be for fun, but Blizz had to attach gear or nobody would use it. So now it's become required progression like everything else. Ryan B says, well, let's see. It's called LFR, as in look for raid. So, yes, a raid is a raid. You raid as a 25 man with 25 man loot for a raid. / facepalm.
I like that one.
Let's see. And Jailinx responds again, saying, I feel like I'm all alone here in the intersection of on the WoW Venn diagram of raids, heroic progression, and not an elitist douche. LOL. Chris B says, I believe a raid is a raid. LFR is tuned to enable casual to hardcore raiders to do just that raid. doesn't make it any less of a raid. The elitist mentality really needs to leave WoW. It's a game plain and simple. I've been playing since vanilla, and I do not consider myself elite, nor do I care as long as I'm enjoying the game. And then we end with Dark Sakura saying, it's a real raid to me, not some joy run. It's got real mechanics, and it shouldn't be treated as a throwaway intro people like to pretend it is. That being said, too many people are using it as beginner raids, and there should be an understanding of learning curve and not taking player skill for granted. That's all of them.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's time for our answers. I'll let Exifer and Grandpa go first.
By all means, Grandpa.
No, I was going to let you go first, actually.
So polite.
No, Rob goes first.
Yeah, Rob always goes first. He's always got an opinion about everything.
All right. I think the answer before Jamie's and the first answer were the closest to the way I feel about it. The fact that it's more like playing something on beginner level and that the elitist attitudes are ruining things. The reason why that happened in that raid that you were in, is it the tank's fault for not knowing it? Yes, the tank should have spoken up. If you don't know the fight and you're going to tank it, or even if you're going to heal it, or even DPS it, you should speak up and say, hey, first time here, what do I need to know? It takes literally 30 seconds to type three lines that'll get you through the fight. Like, seriously, for Elegon and LFR, like, when the sparks go out, get off the platform. Or when the warning goes up, get off the platform. But, and here's the important thing I want to get out there. The other problem is, it's all of the rest of our fault that this is broken. Because we have a culture right now in LFR where that tank feels like he can't ask the question, or he's going to get kicked, or he's going to get name called, or what have you. Like, that's the reality, is that tank probably felt like they couldn't say anything because he didn't feel like having everyone jump up his ass for having it be his first time there. And I think that's not appropriate. Like, the answer that talked about the elitist attitude, actually, there were a couple of them, the jokes about the Venn diagram and stuff, that, and I've said it before on the show, that elitist crap needs to stop. So that guy who called him a fail tank, I would have vote kicked him. I don't want to run LFR with you. Bye.
And then you would have vote kicked the tank, too, because you do want to get past the fight.
Right.
I would have
slowed down my progression.
Let's be honest, right?
I would have given the tank an opportunity to apologize and make it right.
And then vote.
Oh, he doesn't need to apologize.
Or AD. Like Rob. Sorry, go ahead. Delay.
Yes, take your turns picking on me, please.
I'll tell you what I think about the question.
Go.
Okay. I think that the R does stand for raid, so therefore, you know, a raid is a raid. However, this is looking for a raid, so it's not like we ever found it, right? So we might not be in a raid. We're still looking for it. That's
so
what I think.
This is like finding different pieces of the Triforce or something, or you put them together and you might find a raid.
I don't know. I already forgot what I just said.
All right, Extifer wins. I'm changing my answer to what he said.
Well, see, yeah, they're raids, but maybe here's a different twist to it all. When I ran LFR, when they first launched, I ran the mage first to get used to the fights, and maybe that was to my advantage. And then when I started tanking and healing them, I already had a rough idea what to do. But as a tank, tanking LFR raids, I did not speak up. I personally felt that that was an opportunity to learn the fight and tank it, and then if we wiped, whoops, or if I got kicked, then so be it. I'd rage, you know, pound my keyboard the whole bit. I do think that LFR is an introductory, pseudo-safe environment to learn the fight, to learn your class and how it interacts with that fight, and then hopefully if your guild is has people actually that log on, Rob, then you have a chance as a guild to really raid and know what to do. And now, granted, the LFR fights are slightly different from the regulars, so I still think they're good introductory raids, but the elitist attitude is there. If you speak up, yeah, my first time here, LOL. Yeah, then also you get kicked, you have a debuff on you, and you're fucked. You'll never have a chance to learn the raid. So I think people want to just dive in and learn it and deal with the consequences. The last point I'll make is hopefully if you've been playing your character for any extended period of time and or a while and have a basic understanding of game mechanics and boss mechanics that are recycled from other expansions and content, then when you see shit on the ground, you'll move. Or if you see ads spawn that you'll know to grab them. I mean, there's some basic core concepts here that permeate throughout all the rage boss encounters that any decent tank that's been around a little while should know what to do. So maybe that's where some of the elitist attitude comes from.
TLDH.
Didn't hear.
What?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I'm smart. I think that it's still rating. I don't even necessarily see it as like playing the game on easy. It's just a different... It's all the same raid. They all have different mechanics between the three of them. So one just, you know, is for more casual people. Not saying it's easy, because you can still get tons and tons and tons of wipes. Or if somebody doesn't explain anything to the people that don't know it, then they're going to cause the group to still fail. So I think it's just as valid. And it kind of sucks that people think that, you know, it doesn't count for raiding. Because for a lot of people, it's their only means to raid. Maybe they can't get groups together to do 10s or 25s in normal or heroic. That's how I feel.
That's my answer, too.
Lots of varying opinions, and I'm sure this won't be the last we hear on LFR. You know,
I'm not going to make another question about it.
I still haven't done the last raid. Still.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It's good. It's good. It's really good. I promise you. It's actually the best one of all of them.
Well,
and there's four bosses and not just three.
I haven't done it because I'm trying to gear up my paladin, because our raid group that I'm still teetering on if I'm staying or not is kind of switching up a bit. So I got to gear my healer is my goal now. My mage is just there to look pretty.
All right, let's get to tweets. Every week you guys can tweet us at twitter.com/hordehouse. You can tweet us throughout the week too. And sometimes we'll just randomly respond to tweets because we try to follow everybody that's following us, unless like you're obviously a spam bot. And today I answered somebody's draw something game. Like, I don't know, like they posted it and I knew the answer. So I was like, oh, it's this. So anyway.
Or when you responded to that one girl saying I'm hot.
I didn't respond to her. I was like,
yeah, you did. You said don't inflate my ego.
I did that on my personal Twitter. I didn't do that on the Hordehouse Twitter. Yeah.
Wait, and you actually helped with the draw something game? How 4 months ago is that?
I know, right?
did you read Zanga bought them a while back, right? Before their...
You're talking like it's August 2012, but yeah.
Well, I read recently that Zanga, after their one or two rounds of layoffs, they are actually buying down or writing off that purchases bad debt.
Must be nice. All right. Let's get to the tweets tonight. Twitter.com/hordehouse, all one word. Bully Mania tweets us first. Dear Santa, if we survive to Christmas, all I want is for Hordehouse to pronounce my tune's name properly once. Jaylinx. Oh, it's the same guy from Facebook. Jaylinx.
Yep. It's also the one that I insulted like 2 weeks ago about his Klingon, which it still is listed on his Facebook that he speaks it.
That's hot.
So...
Maybe he should be playing Star Trek Online as well. Who knows? All right. Well, hopefully.
Then if they have like a cross like faction feature and it was typing in Klingon and he was on the other side, he would totally be able to read it.
Hopefully I said the name correctly and I didn't screw it up by saying like Jaylinx or something. All right.
Jaylinx.
Moving on. Flacco Jones tweets us and says, Hordehouse, if you could create a scenario, what would it be? What's so goddamn funny?
Just think about what I create as a scenario.
Oh, God. It probably involves real life people. I don't want to hear this. I'd love to see.
Does it involve Hook?
Oh, I love that show. I wish it was not on hiatus right now.
The rest of the tweet says, I'd love to see Caverns of Time scenarios to experience more classic WoW lore. What scenario would you like to see in-game? I'd like to see the Goldshire Inn scenario. Let's be real. Goldshire Inn on Moonguard scenario. Can you survive?
That sounds kinky.
It would be, but I have
In fact, it is kinky.
I have a feeling it's similar to the scenario Shane wants to put in World of Warcraft.
Nope. You don't even know what my scenario is, okay. Yet you're judging it already.
Then, by all means, what scenario would you create?
My scenario would be like a warlock opening a portal, and you go through the portal, and it takes you to Blizzard headquarters, but it's kind of like Caverns of Time because it's back a little bit, and it's where they're coming up with the idea of all these daily quests and scenarios, and you have to stop them before they get implemented.
And then what's your reward?
You don't have to do scenarios or daily quests ever again.
What about having a chance to date a certain Blizzard employee?
Oh, okay, yeah, then... You could get a bag that drops, and it's like a little plushie that you can give to Zerum, and then he gives you a hug, and then you go out on a date.
This is creepy.
You know, Shane,
you guys
really had to say, that was nowhere near where I thought you were going to go with this.
Where did you think I was going to go?
Oh, God.
You know? I'm just going like to leave know. It to interpretation.
Yeah, interpretation.
That? No, somebody, like... Spell it out for me.
Pokemon in the color blue.
All right.
When Shane said a warlock portal was many moons ago when Rob was leading raids, and it was the Argent tournament doohickey with the boss there that opened up the Goatsy holes that he would talk about. The big gaping portals that have all the purple rings around it. When he first said that over raid, I lost my shit. I couldn't believe he said goat see hole
in the middle of raid.
But
one of
the Rob
one
to
of
be
the
nasty
bosses,
like that.
One of the bosses in that Cataclysm dungeon with like 12 bosses does that too.
Yeah.
What the hell? The Temple of... Oh, God. Cataclysm was not that long ago, and I already forgot. Halls of Origination. That's it.
Yes.
There you go.
Halls of Origination had a goatsy boss too.
So yep. I can imagine Shane opening goatsy hole and just... hopping into Blizzard headquarters and
refining. Wow.
Hey, one.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Explicitly marked podcast. All right.
Whoa.
I have to admit, I didn't think that at all.
Extrafer, if you could create a scenario, what would it be?
It would be this very podcast right now. No, I don't know. I'm not very creative. I would create a scenario of everybody just becoming friends. And loving each other. How about that?
Oh, gosh,
how about that for a scenario?
Bullshit right there.
That's some hippie crap right there.
Yeah, you've been living there in Berkeley too long.
Yeah, Grandpa, what scenario would you make?
And smoking weed.
some type of a DPS race in a scenario. The more DPS you put on, the more you make Jaina cry. And if you don't, you know, you meet the rage timer, then she'll just, you know, start bawling and her tears.
What are you attacking, though? Are you attacking, like, her plate of spaghetti?
Exactly. Exactly right. And every time you hit a crit, you hear, spaghetti, and something in Italian, every time you hit a crit on a meatball.
I feel, way to bring up an old inside joke from 20 shows ago. I feel really bad that not a single one of us took Flacco Jones' question seriously. I'm sorry.
I did. Mine was serious.
Okay,
I was serious.
Flacco Jones, I'll give you a semi-serious answer.
So two people were... Three, because I don't think Grandpa was not being serious.
I was totally being serious.
Okay, here's my serious answer. The scenario I would make would be Karazhan.
Of course. What?
That's not a serious answer.
All right. Why don't you just paint yourself as predictable? What the hell?
POCORE06.
Wait, what about my answer?
You already said your answer.
No, honestly, my real answer would be Black Morass. That's an un... That's a... Cavern of Time one that people may have forgotten about.
So nobody wants to do it again.
Yeah, nobody
though.
Wants to do that again.
Just like Karazhan, nobody wants to do that again.
Sit down. All right. Going on to the last tweet tonight from POCORE06. Well, this is going to be a little redundant, but tweets us and saying, what do you guys think about the secret world? Well, we did kind of get into that already. But the second half is, it's like $15 on Amazon and no more sub fees. I had no idea it was that cheap. I thought I'd still have to pay $40 for it. So thank you for the tip. I might go buy that like tonight.
They're all just right. Giving it away.
Seriously. How about emails?
You know what else has no sub fees and is more fun than that?
Again.
Going to the bathroom.
Again. Oh, I was going to say again.
It feels better doing that than playing Secret World.
I thought you were going to say going to the bathhouse.
I've never been to a bathhouse.
Have you ever had a dream where you had to go to the bathroom, like go pee, and you can't find a place to go, and you're like holding it the whole time, and it's like really, 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 really stressful, and then you finally find a place to go, but it's not satisfying at all. It's like a nightmare.
No.
Yeah, I have that dream quite a bit. So.
I thought this was
anyway.
I thought this was going to end where like then you wake up and it's warm. All right.
No, I don't go in the night, and that's why you get morning wood, because it's actually a defense mechanism for your penis. It's like it makes it so that you don't wet the bed.
It shields up, red alert.
Yeah, it's like a shield. It's like a penis shield, and then you end up going after because you didn't wet the bed.
Is that a penis shield in your pocket? You just happen to see me.
Thank you, Dr. Extifer. Can I move on?
I'm just saying, you know, it's common sense, so it's true.
Can I move on to the last email from, or no, sorry, emails. The first email.
The first email.
HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com is the place where you can email us every week. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com. Flacco Jones starting us off tonight. We've never heard from him before. I think he's a longtime listener, first-time emailer. Hey, guys. I actually haven't touched WoW in almost 2 weeks now. I really missed the game, but I was falling behind in my console gaming. And with two little kids, I just don't have the time to do both. I've been having a great time playing The Walking Dead in my time away from WoW, as well as playing through the Ni No Kuni demo about every other day, since I can't wait for that game to come out. So what video games have you guys been into lately if you aren't playing WoW? Or is WoW still the dominant game you play? Flacco Jones.
I play Bejeweled Blitz on my phone to and from work. It's my really only other game that I play during my downtime.
I would have thought Grindr would be the game you play most on your phone. But...
it's not a full game until you get someone in your bed.
Extifer, you kind of already said, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been playing Assassin's Creed 3 and Zombie U. Actually, more Assassin's Creed 3, which I'm understanding more now that I've been more acquainted with it, but it's still weird to me, but whatever. I realized this, but it didn't like make it true until I like played it, that the game is like the Matrix with, you know, Native Americans. That's what it is.
All right. I've been trying to play other games. I'm just trying to catch up. There's a lot of games that have come out. I would still say, though, I play Warcraft more than any other game. Like, it's kind of about my alt right now. But even then, I still play it more than any other game. But obviously, I do the show on console games, too. I got to stay up on both worlds. A lot of it's been Wii U lately, because, you know, that's the hot new system. So a lot of Mario, Sonic Racing, Zombie U, now that I have it. Trying to catch up on some PlayStation stuff as well. Like, I need to play Walking Dead. But I gotta say, Flacco Jones, you play the Ni No Kuni demo every other day. Like, the demo was good, but I can't play demos every other day. Like, just wait for the game to come out.
Yeah, but it's a really good, it looks it, like it just, a really
it's
good
a beautiful game,
game.
So. It's a beautiful game. Very JRPG, but and the demo was not presented very well. But here's a tip. Remember that in Japan they read the other way. So when you're presented with the choice of two scenarios, which one do you want to do first, the one on the left or the one on the right, fight your instinct to do the one on the left first and do the one on the right first. You'll thank yourself later. Shane.
As the song for the Facebook question of the week alluded to, been playing the crap out of DJ Maxx. I love DJ Maxx. I've been going through all of my DJ Maxxes lately, actually, since the new one came out, and they're all so good, and they're better than any other game that is out there by far. Love it so much.
I'm just excited the Vita has a game.
That's all not right. Luminous?
Yeah, right? All right. That was everybody, right? Yeah. Okay. Let's go to our last email tonight, which is from a first-time emailer. Yay! All right. This is an email from Hot Shots.
Were you fapping it a second ago? What the
like,
hell was that?
It was clapping.
Like the movie?
No, not like the
yes,
movie.
Yes, like Hot Shots.
Well, maybe it is the movie. I don't know. He'll have to email
the movie
us again.
Is writing us an email.
Wow.
Is it a VHS version?
It is.
No, it's beta. All right, moving on.
I don't think beta was around when that came out.
Hot Shots emails us and says, "Hello, guys. I just wanted to write in and let you know that you do have new listeners, and I am one of them. I really love the show, and you guys have me laughing out loud with every new episode you put out. Keep up the good work and keep the shows coming. On a side note, I have to agree with you on the fact that the endgame content in Myst really isn't keeping my attention. I really can't put my finger on the problem either. In Kata, I would get on every day and Valor Cap in one day by spamming dungeons. Now I feel like there's so much to do with dailies, scenarios, and whatnot. In order to be the best I can, I would have to basically take on a second job in order to get it all done. I think this is the problem with Blizz telling us that we don't have to do all the content, but to move forward and feel like you are doing something with your time, that is what we need to do. But it is such a slow-moving process, there really is no overlapping with any of the activities anymore. You can't gain rep in dungeons, the amount of valor you get is too low, I almost never cap anymore, I just feel like things are too far out of reach, and so my motivation is slipping away. Well, I feel like I've dragged this on enough, so let me know what you guys think, and if this is why you are losing interest, or if you think I'm wrong. Have a great show, Hot Shots. Now, keep in mind, he emailed us before the news segment we were talking about earlier tonight, which is still all rumors anyway. It's, you know, it's blue posts and things that are not confirmed and solidified. So taking our minds back a day before that news came out that maybe some of this is going to be spread around a little bit, what do you think of Hot Shots' email? I think he hits the nail on the head to where a lot of us feel burned out. Shane, you feel burned out more than any of us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Hot Shots? Is he on the money? Do you empathize with him or what?
I kind of agree. And as you were talking, I was, you know, half paying attention, if that. I was thinking about how, like, there are so many dungeons to run in this expansion for Heroics that it's hard to get gear from those as well. Like, you have to cycle through so many different dungeons if you're doing randoms. And then even if you select, like, the ones you want to go to, you don't, you know, you're not guaranteed to get the drop you need. So not only is there so much content to do, but it's just harder to get gear, period, for you to do stuff with.
That's also not super fair, because the last expansion didn't have enough dungeons. So you're setting up a lose-lose situation here.
Blizzard's setting up a lose-lose situation here. I am just talking about their lose-lose situation. I like three dungeons at the end of every expansion that I can just keep running and running and running, and they're like 5 minutes long, and I can get all the gear I need.
Extifer, Grandpa, where are you at with this email?
I feel like I already answered this question, but I'm just taking everything as it comes. I'm not super burned out, but I have nothing to say.
Let me throw this out there, because I think here's the part of the email that kind of gets me here. He says, "Now I feel like there's so much to do with dailies, scenarios, and whatnot. In order to be the best I can, I would have to basically take on a second job in order to get it all done. I think you're not going to be able to enjoy this expansion, truly, until you step away and say, you know what? Maybe I don't need to be the best. Maybe I'll just settle for mediocrity. Because honestly, when I was able to do that with my main, that's when I was okay with this." I mean, I know that's like a really weird thing, and like, why are we... But I think, in a way, that Blizzard was making it challenging to be the best because people were burning through it so quickly. So again, it's kind of like this lose-lose situation for them. But to be fair, you know, did they do so much that maybe they spread themselves a little thin? Possibly. I don't, you know, I'm still not feeling that hot on scenarios, but I think after these fixes they're talking about, they'll feel a heck of a lot more worthwhile, and it'll be a lot more variety than the dungeons. I think a lot of these fixes they're talking about are going to fix some of the problem, but I think in the meantime, until then, I think you may have to try and say, you know what, it's okay if I'm not the best player on the server.
So you're telling them to be a quitter?
No, I'm not saying be a quitter. I'm just saying, what is it you want to do in raid or in game? Do you want to raid? Then get raid geared, and that's it. You can still play once in a while when it's fun and so forth, but don't make it feel like a job, because that's when it's gonna suck.
True. No, I tease out of love, but I'm near burnout myself, and I find that farming in WoW apparently is the way to keep my interest going, because I can use it for mats and things like that. But yeah, we talked about it a little bit at, you know, ad nauseum in the top of the hour, but, you know, stick with it. I mean, we already talked about some ideas for 5.2 that might rekindle some interest in pet battles to scenarios, and maybe even new dungeon content if we want to take our full fan wink to full bore. But yeah, stick with it. But it's important to take breaks. We've said that before on past expansions and past shows. You need to take a break, whether it's with a break of the game, and return to another game or just life in general. It's important to take this in moderation.
All right. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com if you want to send us an email for next time. hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Speaking of next time, the publishing schedule for the show is going to get a little weird because we usually tape Tuesday nights, so we have our Wednesday premiere on VOG, and then we have the podcast released on Wednesday. However, next Tuesday is Christmas Day, so a lot I don't know about you guys, but I have plans. So
I'm Jewish, so I don't understand.
I will not be here. I guarantee you.
So we're gonna try to find a time that and then the next Tuesday is New Year's Day, and I know I'm gonna be out of town New Year's Eve. So we're gonna try to tape a show somewhere in between, so that you don't have to go too long without a podcast. But realize there'll probably be one podcast to cover 2 weeks, as opposed to like a podcast every week. So just kind of warning you guys there. But of course, stay subscribed to the feed at hordehouse.com, and you can find that in the iTunes Store and Stitcher and all that good stuff. And you'll always be on top of the shows when they come out. Well, there'll probably be one taped over the weekend at some point between Christmas and New Year.
We could make an extra long episode and split it into two.
Oh, great. Well, we'll talk about nothing for twice as long. All right. Anyhow, that does bring us to the end of another episode of Horde House, our 87th episode. But we cannot say that all is said and done with an episode of Horde House until we do a very important segment that we do every week on the show. It's called What's in Extifer's Pants? And it's a chance for us to travel into the unknown domain of Extifer's Pants and see what he has in store for us. Sometimes he has a tip. Sometimes he has a little rap or a saying or a poem or a limerick. Who knows what is in Extifer's Pants this week? Extifer?
Yeah, I was trying to come up with something humorous for this week's pants segment, mostly because it's been chock full of various tips lately, and I know some of you like my raps, etc., but I honestly have felt pretty humorless this week with the tragedy of last Friday looming around us. You know, comedy is a wonderful thing. It allows us to laugh at ourselves and with others and at others sometimes. But sometimes comedy isn't enough or appropriate. And I feel like this is one of those times. You know, I have three nieces and two nephews, as well as a brother and sister that are both teachers. And I couldn't even begin to imagine the tragic loss that the families went through last Friday and are continuing to deal with all the funerals this week and for the future. So out of respect for the tragedy last week, I don't have a rap, but I do have a tip. My tip is whatever religion you practice or whatever holiday you celebrate in the coming weeks, or even if you're not religious and you don't celebrate any of the holidays, just remember who your family is, whether it's your friends, those who are really close to you should be considered family, and just hold them close to your heart, because you know they're what's important. And don't do it because they could be gone tomorrow, but because they're here with you now is what I think is most important. So that's what my tip is this week.
You know, usually at this part of the show we go around and get everybody's final thought, but I think that is a great final thought for all of us tonight. So on behalf of Shane and Grandpa and Extifer, we hope you all have a great holiday season with your loved ones or whatever it is you happen to be doing during the holidays. Have a wonderful week, and we hope we can make you laugh next time on the next episode of Horde House.